Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever you're listening to this. This is Ryan Barra tuning in for another one. Today, I wanted to talk about my most successful clients and why they're my most successful clients. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go into the reasons why I've had my most successful clients. And maybe one of these areas, if you check off one of these boxes, you could definitely succeed in terms of achieving the body that you want. So the first thing is first, it's their first time trying anything. They're a virgin, right? They've never tried anything before, so they don't have an opinion, so they actually listen and follow everything I say, right? So they don't have an opinion about everything. They just follow it, and then they see results. So like, wow, right? So they're a virgin, right? In addition, the clients that tend to be the most successful as well, I like to call them plants, right? Because they just listen, and they watch everything from me, right? They suck up all the sunshine and all the water, and they just grow and grow and grow, and they don't expect anything in return. They just want to listen and grow. That's all, right? They just essentially want to listen, watch, and grow, right? In addition, kind of on the opposite end of the very first one was either it's your first time doing anything and you're successful because you haven't done anything before, or it's your 50th and you're just fed up and you are just deciding that you know nothing. So you're freaking fed up of trying so many things. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and find someone I trust and follow them. Okay. So usually that's like a rock bottom for some people. So it's kind of on the other extreme. So I've had clients of the virgins, right? Or I've had clients that have tried so many things, and they really hear what I'm saying. Like, I resonate with this dude. I like this dude, right? I trust him. Let's go. Right. So it's more of a trust thing. Right? It's really a sheer fact about trust, because I find the relationship, especially I have with my clients, is intimate, right? In the sense of like, it's your body. I respect it. I'm not going to withhold any information from you. It's your body. I find a lot of the industry, a lot of personal trainers, a lot of gurus, a lot of these people withhold information so that you can keep on coming back. It's your body. Let me give you everything you need to be successful without me, right? And the a couple more is a death sentence from the doctor. That's another one that really gets people kicked in the butt. Usually it's they go in like, oh, you're going to die within the next year if you don't figure this out. So it's a death sentence, and they don't want to leave their family early. They don't want to leave their careers, their life, their home. They don't want to leave a hole in their family's life. So that's usually a time that my clients tend to be very successful, in all honesty speaking, right? Rock bottom. So wherever that may be for you, right? In the sense of having no money, being kicked out, getting fired, just your pants, you're feeling gross, feeling bloated. Usually when it's rock bottom and your tail is between your leg, that's when you are ready to change. Usually when you're on your high horse, you ain't changing. You think you know everything. Trust me, I've been there. And I remember one time when I was in university, I was on a cut or a diet or a shred, right? This is just before I dropped out, actually. And I remember I was eating protein, lots of protein. And then I'm like, somebody asked me, what are you doing? And I told them I'm doing this. I'm not eating any carbs. While I proceeded to eat strawberries. And then he called me out. He said, you know, those are carbs. I said, yeah, but these are okay carbs, right? So it was kind of funny. I was just on my high horse. I just never listened to anybody or anything. So that was, I was definitely not on my rock bottom then. I was definitely at my rock bottom when I was a fat gym owner. So I was ready to listen then. But going back to it, I have many more reasons why I have successful clients, but I think it comes down to bottom line is if there is trust. Like I said before, this is a very intimate relationship, very intimate. I've had many times where I'm personal training one-on-one with men and they cry, right? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not even saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying it just because when you're losing weight, you're shedding a lot of your negativity. You're shedding a lot of the bad habits you have in life. And you start to really unveil the real you. And you have to trust somebody to be able to do that. And so it comes down to that. And with that being said, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I'm Standing Tall. All right. I want to say we also have an amazing private group where I have a link below where we can continue the conversation further. I look forward to speaking to you on the next one. Guys, I'll see you later.